Each year, thousands of people will travel to southern Tennessee to see the famous National Battleground at Shiloh. What most people don't know is this place would most likely have become a National Historic Site even if a battle had never been fought here. What is it, Shiloh? It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
My name is Ruth Roosie. I'm a retired teacher. I'm 91 years old, and this is how I live United. I say retired, but not really. Once a week, I read books to children as part of United Way's education program. Reading to a child creates links between language and literacy. It creates a bond between grown-up and child. And believe it or not, it prepares them for a better academic future. Oh, we read about frogs and flies and pigs with wings, all sorts of juicy stuff. It's a joy to watch all those little faces. I figure I have the time and they have the need. And I've always believed that if we're not here to help each other, then what are we here for really? My name is Ruth Roosie. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Kent Collier says there were cities here long before the town of Savannah, Tennessee.
There was a civilization that was building large cities with mounds that had buildings on top of them, parapet walls, much more sophisticated than you might realize.
He helps oversee the exhibits and collections at the Tennessee River Museum, which sits on and around the sites of those ancient cities. This museum is just a few miles from Shiloh National Battlefield. Kent says the battle overshadows the amazing Native American city that once stood on the site.
Had there not been a battle there, it's still of such national significance that it would be a national park. And the particular ridge that the city is built on is not good for farming. So unlike most of the mounds in the rest of this part of the country, they were never plowed under or bulldozed.
One artifact from Shiloh at the museum is an effigy pipe. But this isn't an ordinary pipe.
It's probably a foot tall. All these effigy pipes, they're very intricate, and it took a high level of artistry to create them.
A few other effigy pipes have been found throughout the nation.
Archaeologists have discovered that they're made of the same stone, mined in the same quarry north of here at Cahokia, Illinois. It is speculated, and it's pretty good science, that they're prestige trade goods. The king of Cahokia might send one of these as tribute to the king of Shiloh, as tribute or as a peace offering or to form alliances.
The valuable effigy pipe and many other exhibits highlight the importance of Shiloh, not as a battlefield, but as the home for Native Americans centuries ago. Traveling the countryside in Savannah, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCrae.